Welcome to the Inspired Energy Podcast and the special Roaring 20 series, where we connect with inspiring leaders, experts, and coaches as they reflect on the past decade, sharing their insights, tips, stories, and lessons. And then we look to the upcoming decade, where we discuss their hopes, dreams, goals for their areas of expertise and also the broader humanity. So grab your dancing shoes or your favorite drink as we head into the Roaring 20s. It's the end of 2019 and an end of a decade, and I'm taking this time out to reflect on the past 10 years and identifying some of those lessons I've had in life as a facilitator and a coach and owner of a business, but also as a husband and a father. And I'm going to share 10 of those lessons I've had with you in this podcast, and also just let you know about the upcoming series, which is Heading into the Roaring 20s podcast, where I've had 15 conversations with coaches, leaders, consultants, just awesome people, where we've reflected on the past decade and talked about what's coming up for them in the areas they work in and some of the predictions they're making for the next decade. So I'll talk a bit about that at the end, but first I'm going to reflect on the past 10 years myself. So in the past 10 years, I've become a father to a third child. Been raising my oldest two children as well, have started a business, which I didn't have. So I started that 5 years ago. So before that, I was working full time in a different job and have then launched my business. Whilst in that business, I've facilitated countless workshops, so many coaching conversations, which I'm so proud of, all those conversations I've had with people to help them grow, learn, understand themselves and others better, but also understand their strengths. So for me, strengths wasn't something that I knew about. I first found out about 8 years ago, so that was in the past decade, and really understanding the benefits for a person and organization to focus on people's strengths and what that looked like. So that's certainly been a big thing for me. Additionally, just from a family perspective, we've been growing all the time, having lots of conversations and connecting differently, which I've absolutely loved. And I'm so proud of the conversations I have with my wife and how those conversations help us strengthen our relationship, our marriage all the time. And a lot of those conversations aren't easy, but we have those. I'm actually jumping into some of those lessons from the past decade. So I'm going to do that now and just explore those. I hope these lessons help you. And I also encourage you to take this time out, just as we're starting a new decade, to think about some of those things that you've achieved in the past decade and some of those lessons you've had and what that's taught you to help you just learn and grow and be more of you and achieve the success that you want to have in your life as you go forward. Now, from the past decade, the first lesson that stands out to me is listen to your body. I think we don't do this enough, whether it's you're getting a slight headache or you've got a slight upset tummy or you're feeling a bit tight in the back of the legs or something feels off in your intuition, in your stomach, or you're feeling a bit dehydrated. I could go on and on about the lesson that this has given me so many times for your physical, mental, emotional well-being, that we should just listen to our body. Our body is giving us signals all the time, but in the busyness of life, we often just keep pushing on and keep pushing forward and not listening to those signals. For me, it's been a big lesson time and time again to identify where I could improve, where I could follow that gut instinct when my gut is telling me something, where I could do things better, and where I just need to listen to that body and take action before it got worse or before it got more serious. So that number one lesson from that past decade is definitely listen to your body. Lesson two is definitely focus on your strengths. As I mentioned earlier, this is something that I've learned in the past decade, having taken the Clifton StrengthsFinder assessment in 2012. since then have worked with over 1,500 people, helping them understand their strengths, whether that's in a personal perspective or a professional perspective within teams and organizations. I have seen the impact it's had on people knowing their strengths and how to apply them, or as we say in the Clifton Strengths Framework, aim them in their life. What I've noticed is once people know their strengths, there's a sense of confidence and renewed self-esteem that people get. Quite often can be from some misapplied strengths in the past or some negative feedback or perspectives from others or that they put on themselves. And when they start to realize these attributes of themselves are strengths, people feel much better about themselves, and that confidence comes with that in a real positive way. There's all the research from Gallup that people have a quality of life that improves. There's greater productivity and profitability in businesses. Also, people feel more creative, more innovative when they get to use their strengths. For me personally, I've just felt more myself. And when I know that I'm using my strengths, I'm showing up in a way which just feels more aligned with who I truly am. I feel happier. I feel more comfortable, and I feel like I'm behaving in a way aligned with my true self. I can't recommend people knowing their strengths enough. If you haven't done it, take the Clifton Strengths Finder. It's actually one of the lowest investment self-assessments out there, but gives you such a depth of understanding and knowledge to help you know yourself and those people around you at a deeper level. If you want to know more, check out inspiremybusiness.com, where I've got some information on there as well about knowing your strengths. The third lesson that really stands out to me is consistency. Whatever it is in your life that you want to do and whatever it is that you want to achieve, whether that's in your personal life, professional life, just take that consistency. Take that consistent approach to it. What I'm talking about here is don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for every second day or do it once a fortnight. But the more we do things in little bits every day and do it consistently, we get the results we want to achieve. And quite often we give up because we're not seeing those results. But it's when we keep trying and we don't give up, we'll finally get there. I know that might sound really simple, but it's amazing how often we just give up. For me, in the past decade, this has been so true from a business sense and from a physical well-being and a mental well-being, that when I've kept on my regime of investing in myself, I've seen those results. The fourth one is our money mindset. And this is one which I'm aware that we get mindsets that we adopt and we take on board subconsciously from our parents and other influences in our life when we're younger. But a big one is the money mindset, or the mindset that we have towards money. And this is something which I've learned in the past decade as to how it shows up for not only myself, but the people I work with. And it's amazing how it shows up, where it shows up in the way leaders will approach the way they lead a team, the way they give feedback, the way some people show up at work and want to achieve certain results, which are driven by a mindset towards money. Some people have it in a way that can hold them back in their own relationships, and others where it drives them to achieve a certain level of success because they need to have it. It's not all bad, but it's something that I think can hold people back when they are so driven by it without even realizing it. And I think definitely, like strengths, the first step is knowing what your mindset is around money and how that is helping or hindering you in moving forward, but also in your relationships. If you want to really dive deep and understand your money mindset, check out the work of Denise Duffield Thomas and her online programs, which really help you really understand those mindsets and where they come from and how you can apply them in a more constructive way. Number five is being present. And this is one which I keep on learning and have definitely learned many times in the past decade. Whether that's with your family, your friends, your work colleagues, whoever you associate with, the skill and the ability and the need to be present is something which a lot of people struggle with, but it's something which just we haven't lost as humans. And what I mean by that is, as humans, we still want to connect with people, want people to be present when we talk to them. With smartphones and other devices, this has been coming into people's lives and making it even harder to really be present because we get the addiction to those devices. But the lesson I keep on learning is how powerful and how much it says to someone, I care about you, I appreciate you, I want to listen to you, I love you, I respect you, to be really present and really listen to someone. As I said, this is a lesson I keep on learning, and I'm far, far, far from perfect on this, whether that's at home or even sometimes when I'm working with clients, that I can sense that I'm not fully present. My brain is going off elsewhere. The biggest thing I can say is put down those devices, put away the phone, and really listen, really connect. I know lots of families have gotten to a habit of having dinner around the TV. Actually sit down at the dinner table and have dinner without the devices to really connect and share. And I'm proud to say one of the best things we do most nights is that we sit around the table and have dinner, and we also play board games while we do that after dinner to really help us connect. This is helping me, just talking through this, to think about how I can do more of that as well, not just at home with my family, but also with my friends. The next one that I'd love to share that I've learned in the past 10 years is abundance. And the abundance mindset, or the abundance mentality, and how powerful that is. When starting out my business, I would shift and change in my mindset of there's not much opportunity out there for me to do the work I'd love to do and partner with the people I'd love to work with. And then that wouldn't appear, that wouldn't happen, that those opportunities wouldn't crystallize. But then when I had a mindset of there are the opportunities out there, there are the work, there is the type of organizations out there that I want to work with, guess what? They appeared and the work happened. And that abundance mindset has helped in my business success, but also in so many other areas of my life. It's an area which I keep on learning as well, and I really invite everyone to consider about where they've got a lack mindset and the impact that has versus an abundant mindset, abundant opportunities, abundant growth, abundant chances for you to be your best self, abundance to connect with others. And when you have that mindset, the opportunities that then creates for you. The next lesson from the past decade definitely is the power of conversations. Whether they're conversations at home or with family, with friends, with work colleagues, with people you work with, people you lead, people that you might report to, the power of having those conversations and having a mindset that every conversation is an opportunity to influence the culture. The culture of your environment, the culture of the people you live and work with and interact with. And quite often as humans, we avoid conversations. And I'm sure lots of listeners to this podcast have heard of courageous conversations and how important they are. All I can say is it's a lesson that I've definitely learned in the past decade to have those conversations. And you'll regret more often the conversations you don't have than the ones you do have. So where you're not getting the results in that you want in life or in those relationships, have those conversations, look into the different strategies out there, and I'm going to cover this in a different podcast around how you have those courageous conversations. But certainly one of the key things I've learned is have the conversation before you need to have it. When we leave the need for the conversation to the last minute when things are getting quite emotional, quite tense. That's when things are said that people regret or often regret. And you want to have those conversations before you really need to. So what that might actually look like is actually sitting down with your partner and talking about how you actually want to interact, how you want to support each other, how you might want to set some ground rules for how things happen around the house, for chores, for example. But you have that conversation before one of you is very frustrated and something comes out that doesn't come out in the way you want to say it, and it causes that deeper challenges and issues with the relationship. Lesson number 8 from the past decade is definitely sleep and getting enough quality and quantity of sleep. I've certainly learned this in my 40s over the past decade, the difference it makes in getting that good quality sleep. It's a topic which comes up regularly on the podcast, so you can listen to a number of podcasts where I've talked to people like Shane and Angie Saunders and David Conley from the US around impact of sleep, and also came up again in this series of podcasts that I'm about to release, talking to people about the past decade and some of their lessons. It's certainly an area which has a lot more research in the past decade around the impact of sleep. So listen to those podcasts for some of those tips. Certainly the one with David Conley, there's a link there to a tip sheet for getting better sleep as well. So check that out. Number 9 is, as humans, we are pack animals. And this lesson I keep on learning. I think about this quote from Jim Rohn that you are the average of the 5 people you hang out with the most. There's also a quote I heard from JJ Virgin, who is a health coach and leader in the US on a podcast last year, where she said, if you want to get fitter, you hang out with fitter people than you. And I love both those quotes, and it's a lesson I keep on learning around those people that you spend the most time with influence you and help you on your journey, or potentially hinder you on that journey as well. So as humans, we are pack animals. We want to connect with others. We want to be with other people. It's just bringing to our awareness, and it's a lesson that, again, I keep on learning. Who are those people that you spend your time with, and what is the impact that they're making on your life, and whether you want to achieve something in your personal life or your professional life? But consider that, and consider the people that you have around you, and are they supporting you to do that? It actually also reminds me of a quote from Vanessa Van Edwards, who I think defined friends, and if I've got this quote wrong, I apologize, please correct me, that a true friend is someone that celebrates in your success as much as you do. And when I hear that, I just think about, again, those people that you spend your time with and who support you to help you be the best you. Last lesson from the past decade is definitely one about joy and how important joy is, and that true sense of joy and what that feels like and how important that is for our overall well-being. After breaking my neck last year and the heightened fight and flight mechanism that I had in my body, and that feeling of being unsafe in my own body and having to reset that, what I definitely realized was that perspective on life and feeling grateful came from feeling that sense of joy. And one of the key things for me to get that sense of joy back in my life was looking at the world through a lens of the eyes of my children and how they look at the world with wonder and joy. So definitely, one of those last lessons I will share with you is how important having that sense and feeling of joy, or as my wife Tammy says, and I absolutely love this, is that sense of awe when you see that in life day to day. So I hope you've enjoyed those 10 lessons, and I'd love for you to take the time out and capture your own, but also share those with other people. Because the more you share it, the more it makes it real and the more it helps lock in those lessons for yourself as well. Now, looking ahead for the next decade, I want to quickly share what I hope some of, some of my hopes and dreams are. And I share those out very quickly. I hope that my wife and children are happy, are healthy, and they follow their own dreams and that they follow a life which enables them to live their strengths and align with their values and be their best selves. I want to have a decade as full of joy as much as possible and feel like I'm making a difference with the people that I work with and interact with. And honestly, in essence, leaving them better than when I first met them. I want to write a number of books. But also even I think a bigger goal I have for the next decade is to write a movie script and see that get turned into a movie. So that's something I've been thinking about and writing bits about for a while, but really getting that completed and out there. And the last one I'm going to put out there is I really look forward to the back end of the next decade becoming a grandfather. That's something which I'm sure is going to be an amazing experience, and I would love for that to happen at some stage. Now, as I said at the start of this short podcast, there is a series of podcasts coming up where I spoke to 15 different people. These were short podcasts. I only go for about half an hour each, but each one is full of gold, full of lessons, insights, celebrations, recognition that people share. And then they also talk about what they see as some of the hopes and goals and dreams they have for the next decade. So look out for those in the Inspired Energy podcast. They'll be coming out in the coming weeks. So I'd love for you to also share any of your reflections on the past decade and what you see going forward in the next decade as well. Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners for all your support and sharing and inspiration that you've given me through doing this podcast. It's something which I want to do for ages and then took action on it, and so glad I did. It's taught me so much from the conversations I've had with other people, and definitely taught me time and time again the power of listening to others and how much we can just learn from each other through conversations. So thank you again for all your support for the podcast, and look forward to connecting with as many people as possible in 2020 and beyond. Thanks again. Thanks for listening. If you got something out of this episode, make sure you share it on social media, hashtag Inspired Energy, and also use the hashtag Roaring 20s. And look out for the next episode of the Roaring 20s podcast series.